you have a great expectation on God and he's doing the work, like you said, it's grace, that means God does the work. And we rest and we just trust him. And it's in God's good interest to give us those laborers as we desire. And we got to be in that position to give, you know, and he's already given us the Holy Spirit. And we understand that God does the work and he brings those laborers. We pray for them and we desire. And Annie, it's so great that, you know, you share, because God is taking care of you. He is mothering you. I understand what you mean. He'll always take care of you. He loves you, you know, with that deep and burning love. And so you just give all your cares, all your desires to the Heavenly Father. And you don't sweat. You don't worry. Like God says, don't worry. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we let our request be made known unto God. He says, cast all your cares to him, for he cares for you. He doesn't want us to be worried. He doesn't want us to be burdened down. And it's just a switch in our mind. Okay, when a negative thought comes, we cast it down. It says in the scripture that we're to cast down every thought and imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. We capture those negative thoughts and we say what God says. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it should eat the fruit thereof. So we have authority in words. We have Holy Spirit. Our words are spirit and life. Jesus said, my words are spirit and life. And because we have that spirit dwelling in us, our words are also spirit and life. If we operate from the new man, not the carnal man. The carnal man is death and is enmity against God. But the spiritual man is life and peace. And God is energizing that in us. You know, we're not under the law of condemnation. We're not under the law of sin and death, but under the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, who's made us free from the law of sin and death. So, you know, who the Son set free is free indeed. We are totally free. And as Jesus is, so are we in this world. That's what the scriptures show us, and that's what we know. And so we have great authority. And when we have those thoughts in our minds, and when we speak those heavenly words that God is energizing in us, then we start to see great results. I've had some great one-on-ones with people this week that have connected with me, or through audio, or face-to-face, or over the telephone. You know, and God is a great God of deliverance. We don't want to carry any baggage. You know, we're to lay aside everything that will weigh us down in this life. God didn't design you to carry baggage. He designed you to move by the Spirit and to trust in him with all your heart. He doesn't want you to lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him. So when something comes up, we give it straight to God. Father, this is your burden. This is your problem. I'm not carrying it. I give it to you. I thank you that you've made a way for me to continue to move while you're taking care of this situation. So we can travel light. You know, God wants us to travel light. He wants us to lay aside these burdens, and we give them to him, and we do the things that he's showing us and he puts in our hearts to do. So when things are not going your way, or you feel like they're not going your way, we're not moved by feelings or emotions. Emotions can be very strong, but emotions start with a thought. Something that we've heard, something that someone said, something that's come up in our life. And then if we focus on that, that imagination, like it says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, it starts to paint the wrong picture. And so words, our words paint pictures. The canvas is your mind. You know, to paint a picture, you need a canvas. And so don't allow anyone to draw on your canvas. Your mind is the canvas. And God says that, you know, we frame our world by our words, by what we say, by what we declare. So we speak the heavenly words. We speak those things that God has shown us to speak, that he inspires us by his Holy Spirit, those great and precious promises that are written in the scripture. All the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ. God will watch over his word to perform it. So when we declare it, he goes to work. So when we take God at his words, and his word, his written scriptures, those promises that are written and declared, when we take God at his words, he's watching over it to perform it. When we believe it, he goes to work. When we say it, he can go to work. The angels go to work on our behalf. We are winners. God has set us up to be winners. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So that more abundant life is to be lived in full. This life, the Greek word for that word life is zoe. It means fullness of life. In every area, in every category, God wants us to enjoy every day. He wants us to enjoy our partners, our children, our family members, our fellowship members. He wants us to enjoy ourselves when we go shopping, when we bless someone, when we come in, when we go out. And he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. God, it says in Ephesians 1:3, that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. He's spoken his blessings into our life. It's already a done deal. Jesus Christ also enforced that through his death, burial, and resurrection. So God has spoken every single blessing into your life. You are healthy. You are wealthy. You are prosperous. Now you might say to me, well, you haven't seen my bank account. You haven't seen my doctor's report. But we don't go by what we see. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. We don't go by the seeing of our eyes, but we are to live by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The thing that you desire and the thing that I desire, we may not see in front of us, but faith says it's ours. If you was to buy a house or you own a car, you get a title deed saying that this car, this house belongs to Frank, or Donado, or Marie, is the proof that that's yours. Our faith is the proof that the promises of God are ours. The thing that we desire is ours. And Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, this problem. See, speak to your problems. You've got authority in your words. Your words are spirit and life, like I said. So you have authority. You don't have to be subject to this world's force. Because we go by the force of God, because we're seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. We are the heavenly congress. Sangate taught that once. So we make the decisions, just like politicians make the decisions for what laws must go into effect and what people can do and what they can't do, what they got to pay and what they not got to pay. We make those decisions with God and we declare it. That's how we're to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. We're supposed to use that authority. We're supposed to have that dominion over situations. You know, because Jesus Christ is a complete Savior. We are complete in Christ. There was nothing lacking in what God made available to us. Nothing was left undone. And so now all it is our carnal mind wrestling against the spiritual mind. It's the five sense things that will try and say us that, no, you are poor, you are sick. Your doctor's report says this, your bank account says this. But we call those things which are not as though they were. That's how God spoke. God said, light be, and light became. So the substance for light was always there, even though it wasn't manifested, but God called it forth. So you can call those things forth. Finance, you become. You come to me. Finance, you belong to me. And health, I am healed. It's a done job. When we speak like we've already got it. Abraham, he hoped against hope. You're going to be the father of many nations at his old age. And Sarah, the mother of all nations, right? So, no, they had to receive this by faith. And God changed Abraham's name to Abraham. Abraham meant that Abraham was the father of heights. Abraham, when God changed his name to the father of many nations. So, when everyone started to call Abraham, they will call him the father of many nations. God's smart. God's clever. God's wisdom is very wise. So when we receive that, God says, okay, I'll change his name. So when people start saying to him, Abraham, they're going to be calling him the father of many nations. And it becomes. So we speak the same thing as God speaks. Homologia. We say the same thing as God. And we don't have to manufacture. It's not that we've got to go to every Bible first to try and find out to say these things. God will energize in you also what to declare. I am prosperous. I am wealthy. God says, you know, you honor me with the substance, with your substance and the first fruits of all your increase. God says he meets our basic need to live, and he gives us seed to sow. When we use God's wisdom, this is God's wisdom. This is not just a preacher's way of getting money. God's wisdom is that I've given you bread for your food, I'll always meet your basic need to live, and your prosperity side is the seed that you sow. When you sow, I will multiply that seed sown, I will also increase the fruits of your righteousness, and I will cause you to abound to every good work. When you do something and it works, you wouldn't stop doing it, would you? But many people do. Many people start practicing that way and then they stop because they allow the circumstances or the voices of their partner or the voices of someone else to stop them doing what God would have them do. Because God is, again, very smart. He hits you right at the heart to see where your faith is. Right? God is a faith God. You cannot please God without faith. So God thinks, okay, let's see where their faith and heart really is. God knows that finances is your source in this world. God is the source of all of our supply, but to live in this world, you need money, right? Money talks. Money buys your food. Money pays your bills. Okay, that's true, isn't it? So God says, okay, I'll get them to honor me with their substance. Then I'll see their trust, because in Proverbs 3 it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge me, and he will direct your path, right? And then it goes on to say to honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all your increase. In Ecclesiastes, it says that God gives to a man that is good in his sight, wisdom, knowledge, and joy. He doesn't give us the wisdom of this world or the local times or the local forex or anything like that. He gives us his wisdom to apply in this world. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. God's ways are not our ways. So we just need to then change and operate the way God wants us to operate. We ask God to energize us, because God is always working in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He wants you to be very successful. He wants you, as Ethel said in the beginning, he wants you blessed to be that blessing. He's already spoken it. So we just got to operate in what God says. We receive his words with a humble heart. Okay, we're needy for God. And then the meekness is strength. The meekness is doing it, is applying these wonderful truths that God has given us. In Deuteronomy 28, God says, you know, if you obey my voice, then these blessings will chase you down and overtake you. You're going to be blessed in the field, blessed in the city, blessed in the store, blessed in the basket, blessed in the fruit of your body. You're going to be blessed in your comings and goings. Your enemies will come before you one way and flee before you seven. My blessings will chase you down and overtake you. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. God delights in the prosperity of his servants, as it said in Psalms, and we're his sons and daughters. And, you know, David also prayed, Lord, you send prosperity to me quickly now. So faith is our currency. And faith accesses heaven and the heart of God. And when we use our faith with God and our words, then we can bring the spiritual into the physical. We can see God go to work and do his mighty things. We can see our needs met. We can see that we have abundance. We can then be that blessing. We can then show forth the manifestations of that blessing to be a blessing. Because there's one thing knowing who you are, but there's another thing showing who you are. And it's when we receive his words and apply those words in our life. So God says, we are righteous. That means we are in right standing with God. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, right? That's what the scriptures say. So that means I am right before God. You are right before God. You're righteous. You're justified. You're sanctified. You're redeemed. And you have the words and ministry of reconciliation. You have great authority. You have rights to deliverance. You were healed by his stripes. Jesus Christ paid the price for everything. So we need to give voice to these promises. We need to say these words from our mouth. And we need to have it in our heart. The more you say God's words, the more it gets into your heart. heart is where faith comes from. Yeah, so if we're always saying what the world says, if we're always saying and declaring what the world says, that's what's going into our heart. Believing proceeds from the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, you know, we see all these great examples in the scriptures. We see great examples of the Lord Jesus Christ using the authority of his words. And we should give thanks. Like God says, now you give thanks unto me. When Jesus was presented with the loaf and the fishes, he took it, he looked up to heaven, and he gave thanks. And God then multiplied. Like Jesus had complete faith and trust in God. He multiplied. Every time he broke that bread, the atoms would come back, and it'd be a full loaf again. You know, break it, a full loaf again. Break it. Same with the fish. God even made the sea like concrete so Jesus Christ could walk in it, because he had great faith. He knew that God controlled the heavens and the universe. You know, God, he's the creator of the heavens and the universe. All these laws that he set up, laws of gravity, laws of giving and receiving, sowing and reaping, seed time and harvest, God set these laws up for us to operate in and to use his wisdom. And so a lot of the people in the world, they're pretty smart at using God's wisdom, but they don't give no glory to God for it. No, but we know that God is the creator of the heaven and the universe. He's given us wisdom, knowledge, and joy, that when we apply his wisdom, then we can see great things happen. So not only our confession, but our prayer. Prayer is so important. God wants you to give everything to him. Every little burden, everything you desire, every problem that might arise in your life, God says, you give these to me. I am your source. He's a jealous God. He doesn't want you to do the things in your own strength. He doesn't want you running to your neighbor or your friend down the road. Oh, do you know what's going on now? Oh my God, everything's going wrong for me. He doesn't want you to say these words. Don't give voice to it. Don't give it power. Don't give the negatives power to operate against you in this life. Oh, you know, they've cut my wages. Don't even say it. They've increased my wages. You know, my wages is going up. So we operate like God. We don't think the world's faults. God says, my faults are not your faults, my ways are not your ways. It says in Psalms that God made known his acts unto the children of Israel, and he made known his ways unto Moses. We want to know God's ways. When we know God's ways, then we're going to see his acts. We see the sea parted before us. We see people raised from the dead. We see people healed and delivered. And we'd be able to, you know, preach forth the gospel, the good news concerning Jesus Christ and what's now available in this life, that you can walk and live in this life with joy and peace and power and authority, and that you can really be blessed. So you're blessed to be a blessing. God's sown his seed, and it's called Christ in you, the hope of glory. So God's seed that he's sown is giving him a great return, because there's people that are believing the words being spoken, like I'm speaking them. If you receive my words gladly, it will go to work for you. It will go to work in you. Paul, Silas, and Timothy said, you know, we thank God that when you received the words from us, you didn't receive it as the words of men, but you received it as it is in truth, the word of God, which is effective in you that believe. Remembering that the scriptures is the graphe, it's the written, recorded words of God. And then we got the Logos, the logic of God. We got the Rhema, that fresh bread from heaven. You know, and Jesus Christ used that word at the right time, at the right place when he was being tempted. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that's proceeding out of the mouth of God. So just remember, when you start getting these thoughts, it can affect your emotions, and that's when you start to feel low. So we are in control of our thoughts. If you're not in control of your thoughts, something else is. So we're to bring every thought captive, everything back to, what does God say about this? What does my Heavenly Father say? My Heavenly Father says, Lawrence, you don't worry. Lawrence, you have a great abundance. Lawrence, you have many laborers all over the world. You're moving my word throughout all of the United Kingdom, the whole of Europe and the continents of Europe and the world. And so what God will do for one person, he'll do for another one when you believe. When you just keep God first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, And all the things that you desire and need in your life will be added to you in great abundance too. Because our God is a God of abundance. He's a great God of love. He's a great God of compassion. He wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. He doesn't want us just to sit in fellowship, but he wants us to speak forth his praises. He wants us to go forth, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. Because this is the great life that we can live, and we can impart life to other people through the words God gives us. But we allow God to lead us by the Spirit. We allow God to open up the doors. We don't do it in our own strength. We don't do it in our own effort. And we don't do things in our own ability. God says, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. See, so unless God builds the house, we labor in vain. Unless God watch the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. So God is at the center of everything. God is leading everything. And Jesus Christ is our head. He set the example. He showed us how to pray, how to speak, how to walk, how to use our authority. Devils are afraid of you. They really are. So you can set people free with your words as God is energizing you. You can raise the dead. You can restore people to order so that they can walk. All the wonderful testimonies we hear in India and in Nepal, they're phenomenal because these people just receive the words like I'm speaking now and they just go and do it. So that's what we do. We receive these words gladly and we move with God. We give our desire. We give devotion. You know, we should be devoted to God. We should be dedicated to God. Not any man, not any woman, not any ministry. But we're devoted to God and our Lord Jesus Christ. He set the example, he set the pace, and as he is, so are we in this world. So I was inspired from the things you shared. And so, you know, we've got nothing to worry about. We've got absolutely nothing to worry about. God will never leave you or forsake you. He'll comfort your heart. He's healed your mind. He's healed your body. So we just keep saying what God says. We speak in tongues. We use that spiritual ability. You know, we're prophets. Because when we speak by the Spirit, what are we doing? We're prophesying. What did the Old Testament prophets do? They spoke by the Spirit of God. They brought God's solutions into this world. They brought God's deliverance, gave God's direction. And this is the direction that God wants us to follow. And Jesus Christ set that example for every one of us. And then other people, men and women, rose up. Paul, you know, Aquila and Priscilla, Timothy, Silas, Barnabas, all these wonderful guys that we see in the book of Acts. There are examples. And we can walk with great authority, and we should supersede those things too. You know, just because it's written down, we should supersede. You know, we're like 2,000 years on now, and God wants us to go to him, and he wants us to rest in him. And as we do that, then he will give you his before-ordained works that he's got for you. So that's what I wanted to share. And I wasn't going to share them, but I got really inspired by you, Frank and Annie, with your hearts. And
wonderful.
That's really great. God bless you. Praise to God.